Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and once again, it is time to check out things in the Encouragement Lab. Dr. Mike Hadabaugh, who is a master of the lab, is standing by to visit with us this week. Dr. Hadabaugh, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, as always, for being with us, and let's talk about, you've got a quote that you want to share with us, huh?
Yeah, the great Denzel Washington, what a great actor he is. He was interviewed recently, and he said this, and I love it. Because they were talking about some rumor about him, and was this true or was this not true?
Okay.
And he said this. He says, if you don't read the news, you're uninformed. If you do read the news, you're misinformed.
Ouch. As a journalist, that hurts a little bit, Denzel. Come on. But okay.
Well, obviously, it's better to be misinformed than uninformed, right?
I suppose.
But I think here's the mistake that I see people make all the time is if I see it in the news, it must be true.
Right.
And I love to see, I've got a couple friends that you and I actually have in common that are very interested in this whole idea of fake news and which
yeah.
You know, and by the way, I have friends on the left and the right that are really concerned about fake news. And what's funny is fake news is always fake to us when it's from the other side of our argument.
Yes,
I recently saw a post on Facebook that I have some inside information on.
Okay.
All right. It's about an international situation. And I happen to know something about it I know some truths about it. And they were really concerned about a certain thing. And I wanted to reply to them, you know what? I know some things that you don't know, so therefore you're wrong, but I didn't do it. Because guess what? They wouldn't believe me.
Right. Right. Because now you're fake news because you don't agree with my preconceived notion.
Yeah, forget that I have inside information. It doesn't matter what at some point once we believe what we believe, all the information we have against it will be discarded and put into the not as reliable as the stuff that we already believe.
Right, and I don't recall that always being the case. Do you?
Well, you know, so, you and I think, are old enough to remember the Walter Cronkite days, right?
Yes, of course.
And, you know, the greatest, to me, the greatest nightly news broadcaster ever, you might argue for Tom Brokaw, and that I know you got a signed autograph by him.
I do, but that's okay. But
yeah,
I think
good guy, but, you know, in those days, the news was about the decisions and choices that we made about the stories. The stories were always played straight, right?
Correct.
And those days are gone, and we can debate whether that was better or worse, but the reality is now we're going to live in opinionated news. And in some ways that's good because we now kind of mistrust everything, but in other ways I think we've made a mistake in that area of, you know, we no longer get the facts anymore. We know that they're all slanted, and we know they all have a hidden agenda under them, and there's just no way right now to go back and undo that, I don't think.
True. But I would say, too, to support the industry that I've been working in for 30 mm-hmm. years, that not all news is fake these days, and not all news is opinionated. I still think there are some reliable sources of what we would hope to be neutral, unbiased news coverage, or do you think everything has gone one direction?
Well, there was a story that happened over the summer, I think, where the New York Times posted something that was a little Trump positive in a headline.
Okay.
And their readers just unloaded on them, so much so that the New York Times, now get this, I mean, to tell you how much journalism's changed, the New York Times changed their headline because of the complaints of the people that were reading it. So they changed it to a more negative response. Now, that happened this summer.
Okay.
Again, you know, does the right-wing news media do that? Yeah, Fox News changes theirs, too. New York Times changes theirs. That's just become the reality, is we're all pandering to our bases because we believe in tribalism now.
Okay.
Tribalism's become how we live, right? And so the truth is you're, if you're watching whatever channel you're watching or reading whatever even newspaper you're reading that because you like how it leans. And to you, it becomes, oh, well, this is good news. And those other guys, they only do bad news. And that to me is the problem. There's truth hidden in all of it, isn't there?
Yes.
And there are some journalists, I think, at every, you know, there's some great journalists, I think, at every single outlet that there is, TV, radio, broadcast, I mean, everything, right?
On the left and the right. You're right. Yes.
Exactly. And some that are trying to play it straight. The problem is it doesn't matter anymore. Is once you know, the president has been calling out Fox News because they've said something truthful about him that was negative.
Right. Yes.
That's been happening the last few weeks.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Fox News.
That's true.
No, they just said something truthful that you didn't like.
Right.
We've just become a culture that if we don't like what you say, we're going to attack you. And that's over not just journalism. That's become the truth about who we are. I watched this is now talk about the opposite of KSJE radio. I watched Dave Chappelle's new Netflix show.
Okay, all right.
Dave Chappelle, the comedian.
Well, right, he's a comedian though. Sure, okay.
He is, but his new video is brutal in that he takes no prisoners, man. He goes after the left and the right, and this whole idea of you know, victimhood and defending each other. And he says some really irreverent things. So let me just warn you up front. You go watch this. You will not be happy with something he says, I promise. But if you look at it from the bigger picture and go, man, have we become so sensitive that we can't say truthful things to each other? I think we have.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. So what's the answer then? Just to be prepared, I guess, or to know that that's what we're getting from our media these days and our friends?
If I got time, three quick things, really.
Yes, okay.
Stop sharing negative information.
Okay.
Just stop, because when you do, you're almost always being slanted.
Okay.
All right? Including, and so this is period, right? So including stuff you want to believe. That's the problem, right? Oh, I want to believe this, so let me share it.
This negative thing. I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Number two, and this is real important, quit letting others' opinions ruin your day.
Well, that's a good piece of advice always, you bet.
Boy, we're all letting others' opinions ruin our day.
Yeah.
Right? You can't say that about me. And here's a fun game we can play. And if we have time, we can play it ourselves today. Turn every negative opinion you hear into a positive result, even if it's absurd. So,
okay.
What's a negative opinion you've heard out there? What's something that's negative?
Oh.
The hurricane might kill a bunch of people, right?
Right, from last week, that's true.
Kill people.
Right, yeah, or injure. It'll injure a lot of people, cause a lot of damage.
Yeah. So comedians would take information like that and turn it into a joke. You know,
right.
I hope at least it takes out my Aunt Kathy.
There you go. Mother-in-law, something, so, right?
So
the old mother-in-law
maybe
jokes.
That's not a positive result.
But right.
That's a really bad example.
Okay. We won't use that one.
Yeah.
We'll edit that out, but that's okay.
World War III is about to, Russia's going to nuke us. How's that?
Okay, all right. That's pretty negative.
Yeah, well, at least we'll all have tans.
Okay.
Now, see, I said it's got to be absurd.
Yes, that is absurd.
The idea that it's absurd to talk that way. But the problem is we say negative truths and then we stick on them.
Right.
And then our anxiety gets really high.
Right.
So try to play that game of take negative information and turn it into the absurd positive.
Okay. We'll see how we do. We'll give us a week. We'll get back to you.
All right.
All right, Dr. Hadabaugh, thank you so much. That is Dr. Mike Hadabaugh from the Encouragement Lab. He is with me every Wednesday right here, everyone, on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.